An amazing thing took place this past week in Congress. Republicans found their spine. I'll explain. First, we had the $1 billion of taxpayer funding for Trump's ballroom. Not anymore. That bill was killed in the Senate with the help of votes by Senate Republicans. Oh, it doesn't stop there, though. Of course, you've been hearing about the $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund, which came about as part of a settlement between Trump and the IRS. Trump was suing the IRS for, I think it was like $20 billion, some astronomical fee like that. And as a settlement, he's going to accept it's not exactly $1.8 billion. That's a rounding off the number. The fund's actual amount is $1,776,000,000, symbolizing the year of the nation's founding as we approach the 250th anniversary. Trump's big on symbols. Did you know that ICE agents, they receive 47 days of training? Is that for some specific purpose? No, it's only because Trump is the 47th president. Another symbol, which that made me think of a George Carlin line, "I leave symbols to the symbol-minded." Getting back to the anti-weaponization fund, otherwise known as the Trump slush fund, and this is only half of the deal, by the way. The other half is Trump, his businesses, his family, receiving total immunity for past, present, and future tax information and returns. Which I don't know how long that's going to stand when a new administration comes in 2028. But before we get to that point, this $1.8 billion Trump slush fund, that's on borrowed time as well, because at last count, 25 Senate Republicans have spoken out publicly against this. One of the main sparks for this fire was the fact that, according to Trump, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, he's really auditioning for the job, and others, they refused to say that anyone involved with the January 6th riot would not receive a dime of the $1.8 billion Trump slush fund. Again, that being taxpayer money. Just to demonstrate just how toxic, how vile that refusal to exclude these people are, I'll tell you what, let's take January 6th out of the picture completely. It happened, but we're going to put it over there on the shelf. Let's take a look at some of those who were convicted of crimes that received pardons from Donald Trump, by the way, for what they did on January 6th and what they did in following days. I want to do this because, like I said, this whole $1.8 billion slush fund, it's going to go away. As soon as the Senate and the House come back, it's going to be, you won't have to time it with a watch, a stopwatch maybe, but what should stick is the fact that Donald Trump, Todd Blanche, and others refused to say that these people would not be eligible for any piece of that $1.8 billion. We have John Daniel Andrews, assault of multiple people, including a police officer, and violating a peace order in June of last year. We have Joshua Dylan Haynes, malicious bodily injury, strangling, assault on a family member, destruction of property. There's Andrew Taki, soliciting a minor. David Daniel, possession of child pornography and sexual exploitation of a minor. Theodore Middendorf, sexual assault of a child. Kyle Travis Colton, receipt of child pornography. Keen Brian Lazo, aggravated sexual battery of a child under the age of 13. Emily Hernandez, DWI, causing death of another. Brian Betancur Battisti, contempt of an anti-stalking order. Jared Lee Hawks, battery and resisting an officer. Dylan Colby Harrington, first-degree rape. Joseph Martin Pastucci, rape and sexual assault. And Edward Kelly, conspiracy to murder law enforcement officers. I have more here, but once this $1.8 billion fund goes away, my hope is the fact that Donald Trump, Todd Blanche, and others would not say that these people that I just mentioned would be exempt from getting a penny of the $1.8 billion from the so-called anti-weaponization fund. That we cannot forget about.